you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Skankfest South is happening November 5th through 7th, 2021 at The Secret Group in Houston, Texas. We just announced a massive lineup including Bob Saget, Doug Stanhope, Gilbert Gottfried, Tim Dillon, Todd Glass, Ari Shaffir, Jessica Kirsten, Robert Kelly, Mark Norman, Bonnie McFarlane, The Legion of Skanks, Guys We Fucked, and many, many more. Over 120 comedians, 20 live podcasts, live music, pro wrestling, and so much more. You got to get your tickets on July 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern. Do not miss out. This will sell out. Skankfest South, happening this November. Get your tickets at skankfest.net.
Hey guys, before we start today's episode of Legion of Skanks, I just wanted to let you know that me and one Louis J. Gomez will be co-headlining.
Hell yeah.
One night only.
Co-headlining with me closing.
There you go. Co-headlining. Me drawing the people, Louis telling the jokes.
I needed Dave.
We knew 15 years ago when we started this that if we played our cards right, combined, we could be one headliner
we
one
can
day.
Sell out 75% of an outdoor venue a one-nighter if we combined our forces.
You guys, come out. The show's going to be fantastic. July 9th, we got Zach Amico opening us up for us. It takes real gall to be co-headlining and then refer to someone else as your opener. But we are doing it. Zach Amico opening for us.
Louis J. Gomez, Dave Smith, Zach Amico. The
Providence,
best show
Rhode
ever.
Island, Comedy Connection. July 9th, 8 p.m. show.
That is this Friday night. So grab your tickets now. This was a short notice show. We want to show the Providence Comedy Connection that we could fucking get the skanks out. So come out.
In all seriousness, me and Louis are together one of the funniest comedians in the country.
That is true. I'd say collectively, combined, funnier than almost any other single comedian in the country.
Top 20. Top 20 combined, I'll go out on a limb and say that, as funny as any comic shy of the top 20 in the country. So come see us July 9th, this Friday, Comedy Connection, one night only, one show only, 8 p.m. Let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
So look, we have a great show planned today. Welcome to the Skanks.
We're it's on, good. Right?
We're on.
It's good.
We've been on, bro.
Good. Living with you. Wow.
And it's good. Oh, wow.
Wow.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks. This is our Zoom show, and it's actually Zoom this time.
On Zoom.
What? Yep. Suck it. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Hello.
We got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez.
Blah, blah, bitches. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, a.k.a. Chi-Chi Benson. That's my look. It's my alter ego. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Chi-Chi Benson,
which I like it.
I do a lot of legal shit, dude. I sell coke.
We've still never met Louis. It's always been Chi-Chi Benson.
I've been involved in...
So I said Louis hasn't broken kayfabe in 22 years.
Yeah, Louis J. Gomez died 30 years ago. And Chi-Chi Benson on the lam from the Mexican authorities, the De Los Portes. Is that what they're called? Or is that? I just made that up.
I think you just made it up.
I did just make it up. But I'm very happy to be back here on the Legion of Skank show, the Zoom show in the morning, and with fans in the chat.
Morning show. It's just funny. It seems like the show's not a morning show, but we have fun.
Yeah. No, I'm mourning the fact that James Franco had to pay that whore $2.2 million. I thought you meant a mourning show.
It's so funny. We're mourning. So funny, I have a bit about James Franco getting accused and saying the joke, because it's true that I have no idea what the resolution was. Maybe it was all bullshit. And it turns out, yeah, he just caved and paid it.
Isn't that awesome, though? Because you get to now add a new element to the joke and completely make it relevant again?
Yep. I'll go with relevant. But yeah.
Sure.
Relevant. No, no. Relevant is a word that I...
coined.
I love the moment of Lewis goes, just bought you some time, Brain. I'm up with something.
It makes sense because my kitchen's on fire.
Dude, my speech pattern really is just allow myself another beat to think of my next word.
Lewis's whole life is just getting one more beat to figure it out from there.
I think black people deserve repairamifications.
No, I would just be like, I'm like, so I went to the store the other day and I saw a black person. Like, my mind's not thinking of the next word. So sometimes I stop.
In the chat, they're saying this is my living room. This isn't my living room. This is the guest
room.
That's Christine's
fantasy land.
It's Christine's fantasy. By the way, I just noticed the other day, this right here above me, Lewis.
Is that a plaque?
Is a plaque. It's an award for Christine's high school best actress award from high school.
She was the best actress in high school?
She hung it on the wall.
She should hang herself.
Right from that very wall, right in front of the plaque.
The same fucking plaque that is hanging up that plaque. She should fucking hang a noose from it. She should do like Robin Williams though, and like get on her knees and really want it.
Yeah,
most likely to live with a fingerless gloved man. Wow, that was accurate.
Who knew? Who knew all the way in California they'd even think of something like that?
Do you guys have any plaques or awards? Jay?
Me?
Besides comedy. Don't tell me about your comedy awards. I'm sick of it.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, actually. If you take a peek. There's a little dancing trophy that I won.
You, dude, that doesn't count.
That definitely counts.
You were asking about trophies. Yeah. Also, there's a picture of me and Isabella. She is also my fuck trophy. So yeah, those two.
It's the third place fuck trophy.
She's my third place fuck trophy. She was a participation award kid.
You weren't that good. But
no, it's not Father of the Year award. It's just a picture of her.
And you know, I did it. I nutted.
Look at me. Finished inside a girl. What?
Dave, did you have fucking? I bet you had like basketball trophies, right?
Yeah, I don't have any of them anymore, but I acquired trophies as a child.
My mother has a basketball trophy in her place of mine still that she keeps.
Well, that's
out.
What I'm saying. I'm not asking if you have the trophy. I'm saying
no.
What trophies have you acquired in your life?
Oh, I thought the question was, do we still have the trophies?
If you fucking have your trophies from your childhood, you're a loser and you've done nothing in your life. Anybody listening to this right now, look at your wall. If you have your childhood trophies up there and you're still fucking living in that world, you know what? Same exact fucking thing that I said about Christine. Hang yourself one of your trophies.
Yeah,
From the nail you hang your plaque on.
I got rid of my MVP of my varsity basketball team trophy like not long ago enough. Like it was in a maybe like three moves ago. It was in a box of like old stuff, and it was like had broken and all this. And I was like, what am I even doing? Why do I still have this? I'm throwing this out. Like I can't move this to my next
New York City, Brooklyn, in fact, public high school basketball MVP, the team.
Private high school.
No. It was an MVP of a team, and it was a private high school. It was meaningless. But
yeah, it was all fucking white kids. Dave was the only kid who grew up amongst blacks.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then
no.
he learned how Our to play best, basketball.
Let me tell you something. I wasn't the most valuable player on the team. The most valuable player on the team was a black kid, but he got kicked off for bad grades. So I took home that MVP. Most valuable player
on
that
team. I got your MVP because
he got half the team hooked on crack.
Yeah. They would not give him that award.
Or like Dave got MVP because he was consistent. He goes, well, shows up all the time, shows up on time. That's exciting.
How do you judge value?
You know? Yeah, he does what he's told. He never calls the coach the N-word.
He's not pretty cool. He's not uppity.
He's made a couple shots. So let's give him no. But I even
me
as
and
I
him
got
can
rid
share
of
a
it,
comb. That's exciting.
But I remember
he's
feeling
not afraid of my dog.
A little weird about throwing it out. Like I was like, oh, I still kind of want this. I was MVP. But
yeah, I get you, dude. The one I have, the basketball one I have is. because we won the championship. It was like a rec center league, that like community league, and the trophy's so overly dramatic. It's like weightlifting trophies where it's like two arms like fighting for a basket. You know, it's like going up for a tip, and it's just like so overly dramatic. I also have
10-year-old's trophy.
I have my cringe humor up and comer of the year.
I already
award.
Said no fucking comedy trophies, Jay.
Jay got it.
It's
in
the only
there.
One. It's the only one really I have.
I knew he was going to do it. I knew it.
It's the only one
Jay,
I have.
Listen,
it was like 12 years ago.
Jay won the up and coming comedian of the year award, and you know what? I think he's going to win it again this year.
This is an old story, but do you remember, back in the day, we probably talked about it on the podcast a couple times back in the day, but it reminds me of this. Jay just can't. He's got to let everyone know when we were going through Canada. Trying to get into the fucking country with Rebecca Trent. We all made up a story that we all had fucking day jobs because we
and
didn't
then
want-
Jay shows up there with his up and coming comedian trophy. So everyone knows exactly who he is.
Sorry guys. I wear it on a chain.
What do you need? You need my passport or just this? Is this fine?
We all have made up day jobs. I was a bar back at Rebecca's bar. Dave was
no,
a bartender.
I was the bar back.
I was the bartender.
No, oh, I was the bartender, maybe. I don't remember. Maybe you're
whatever.
Right.
Jay was supposed to be fucking whatever. And the guy has us.
Did I panic and say comedian?
Yes.
We all go down the line and we go in there. And the plan was like, listen, they hassle you a lot more when you go to Canada if you're a performer.
Yeah.
So if you're going to work, then they give you a bunch. But so we're like, listen, none of us are saying we're going to work. We're all popping up. Just to visit a friend, because then they let you go through easy.
He's doing so a comedy festival.
They're doing like, it's a whole bunch of us.
Well, yeah, they asked us where we're going. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, our friend is running this comedy festival.
Right. So they go down the list. They're like, what do you do? Lewis makes up some job. Oh, I work in marketing. Rebecca goes.
No, I didn't even just make it up. We literally talked about it. We had a huddle before.
Rebecca goes, I own a bar. And then I was like, oh, I work at her bar. And then Jay goes, I'm a comedian. And then the guy goes, so are you performing at the comedy festival? And he's like, I don't know.
No, no, no. He goes, well,
if he asked me to go up, you see, I give a speech. You see, a real comic goes on stage whenever the microphone is presented to him. And
then they Google Jay.
We had already lied.
Jay.
Hold on. But this is the other factor. We had already lied to the other person at the gate. And then they brought us over to the next part where they were questioning us even further. So we all lied and said,
I can't lie twice.
Then they Google it and see all these flyers of the festival with Jay's big dumb head all over them. And they're like, so you're definitely performing
him,
in this.
Him holding a fucking a giant fucking sledgehammer like this on a poster.
I go, oh, they put me on the poster? That's weird because I wasn't even sure I was performing. But, you know, if you guys want to check out my stuff, here's my website.
And then they were furious that we lied. And
then they kicked Lewis out of the country.
Out of the country.
Guys, but before that, remember the falls? Remember we went to the falls, though? It's beautiful.
Dude, I was so
angry. As we did, I remember we were doing a show with like Attell at a theater. Like it was a real cool, fun show.
It was a good show.
I remember Lewis got kicked out, and just to show solidarity with Lewis, because then you just got to go home like by yourself.
I had to jump on a train I didn't even have enough money. Rebecca had to lend me the money to get on the train.
In a purely symbolic gesture, I went to Lewis and I went, dude, I'll come home with you on the train. We'll go back together. And Lewis goes, dude, you're not coming back with me. You're going to go perform on the show. And I went, yeah, I am.
Yeah. So, Dave was a solid friend in that moment. I wanted to cry like a baby. Like I was choking back tears.
Lewis, can I say something to you years later?
What?
Can I say something to you?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What you had to do was brutal.
I know. Me and Jay, for probably 5 years of a relationship, we had a rocky relationship over.
Jay really stood his ground on that. Wasn't
I said
brutal.
I was on my way home and I was like, "Ah, dude, this just sucks. It's fucking brutal." Like after the whole thing being, you know,
do you know what it was? Can I explain to you what it was through therapy? I will tell you what it was. No one fawned extra over the idea that I just drove 9 hours. I drove the whole way.
Oh, so you, in your mind, that was brutal for you.
I was like, no one's really acknowledged how brutal that was. Yeah, that's what it was. It was complete
psychotic.
And Jay also got pissed off, rightfully so. Didn't say anything, but I know Jay enough to know that he was pissed off about this, and fairly so, that we all fell asleep. Literally, everyone in the car fell asleep.
Well, that's brutal.
And Jay was just driving.
I'll tell you right now, Jay.
Which
that's
is
brutal.
Rude. That is rude.
That's rude.
Everyone conked.
Everyone fell asleep. And it was because, by the way, I would usually sit up front and just be like, I'm going to stay awake, you know, with Jay because Jay's driving. But Christine sat up front. And so I sat in the, like, some other part of the van.
Christine falls asleep. Does she snore like she laughs?
Christine.
She's just losing it up there next to that for 8 hours.
Oh, look, she's dreaming.
She's on a farm.
Fuck, that's the funniest thing.
But yeah, she conked right out.
And then I'm in the back and Lewis in the back. And like, you can't even be in the conversation when you're like in the back. So, you know, we all fell asleep. Anyway, Jay was annoyed about that. I knew he never said anything, but I knew he was annoyed about that.
Instead, I just underplayed and trivialized what Lewis had to go through afterwards.
It was like the biggest show of my life at that point. Like opening for Italian.
Did I even say to you at the time? I go, I don't know. You're fine. You've already slept 9 hours.
Maybe, I don't know, but he wouldn't give me that it was brutal, and it was like literally, like. It shook the foundation of our relationship.
Yeah.
It really put cracks in the foundation.
I go, oh, no, that wasn't brutal. But you know what's really not brutal? It was such a weird semantics opening argument. For a tell at this theater. That's pretty awesome.
Man. It was the opposite of brutal. It was a dream.
That was a goddamn nightmare.
No, yeah, it sucked for sure.
Hell yeah.
You know what's the funny part about it? He did like
15 hours.
Oh, yeah.
16 hours of
no question,
just
brutal.
Traveling.
Yeah, no, it's incredibly brutal.
There's no Wi-Fi back then on the train. Like, I'm going back with no internet, like a shitty phone.
What's it on train? Like 7 hours? It's like 7-8 hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're just losing your mind, like thinking about my mistakes in life, thinking about, you know, like everything.
Well, you peed on that whatever and got the ticket that you couldn't go to Canada for?
It was so fucking brutal. Even thinking about it now, it's even more brutal as I replay it in my mind.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awful. I might have killed myself. Like, if I had to be at that place in life and go through that now, I'd probably kill myself.
It is amazing how technology has like solved a lot of that, because there is Wi-Fi on the thing now and you could just technically watch movies now, but that wasn't even an option when we did this.
Yeah, remember when Lewis started flipping out at the thing? So like, because when they were like, it was becoming clear that they weren't going to let Lewis in the country, Lewis just starts going all Gomez, and then yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm literally watching all of the security. And then this is like real deal, like fucking, you know, like militarized fucking border security. And I'm sitting there watching all of them start putting their eyes on Lewis. And I was like, Lewis, you got to stop, dude. And Lewis is at 10 out of 10, Gomezing out. And I was like, dude, you're going to get tased right now if you don't stop doing this. And then they literally walked up and surrounded Lewis. Like 7 fucking border security guys. And remember
just the
fucking,
7 of you?
Remember the guy, the lead guy came over to you and he goes, now you have my attention.
He goes, you wanted my attention? Now you got my attention. Eh?
They just have to sit there. Dude, I remember it's such a feeling of just sitting there, just being bitched out by more dominant men. Yeah. Like even like sitting there, like me and Jay and your friends. It's like this gang just came up and surrounded your boy. And all you can do is just be like, you do have a lot of guns. All right.
Do we have a problem?
They were also like for something like they were all pretty fucking Jack Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
They were all handsome and Jack Diesel. I remember
they were the best Canada has to offer.
They were like the fucking, like, goddamn, dude. Like, they were straight up like the way the Nazis would like want like all blonde hair, blue eyes, like beautiful.
Turns out they got it in Canada border security.
That's what Canada Border Patrol is they're fucking Nazis. They look like Nazis.
I'll tell you what my friendship couldn't do, though. We drove Lewis right to the train station because what they were suggesting we do, if you recall, was to drop Lewis off at a walk. There's a walking bridge that you can walk back to America on. It's like, remember that? It's like one of the options. He goes, you could take him right over there and he could walk across the border to America. And the train station was like a mile away or something. So we just drove him. But that was, I tell you, driving to Canada, I've never had a good luck with that. I've never not been in that station for like an hour.
Oh, it sucks. I mean, I'll only fly now. Now weed's legal everywhere, so it doesn't matter. But I've been arrested like 10 times for weed. And that was it. Yeah. I couldn't get into Canada for fucking weed. Still the same thing with the DUI. It's still like a pain in the ass to get into Canada. But they loosened up the regulations on the weed.
Yeah, who cares? Canada sucks dick anyway. Canada.
Fuck the entire country. I'll say it to
fuck
their faces.
Fuck stupid Canada.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest this year, happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. They're the marquee sponsor for my entire fight journal when I fight Jason Ellis sometime later in November. But they also have some of the best Kratom products on the market. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are buying Kratom already, get it wholesale. Get it from Yo Kratom. They support this show. They support this network. They really are a great company that understands great comedy. And if this is something that you guys are grabbing, if you're over the age of 21, get it directly from Yo Kratom. $60 kilo. That's right. Home of the $60 kilo. Go right now to YoKratom.com. Okay, let's get back into it.
I want to say real quick, guys, place. This episode where it's live on Gas Digital on Friday night. Shout out Gas Digital, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code LOS. On by the time this comes out on iTunes and everywhere else, we will have announced a huge chunk of the lineup for Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th in Houston. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting fucking everything we do. Holy shit, dude. What a fucking event. The lineup is looking incredible. We're bringing the craziest lineup that Texas has ever seen. Texas has never seen anything like this. I'm going to tell you right now, it's fucking
mostly black people. Texas has never seen it.
There's almost no black people on this lineup.
None.
We were almost going to rename the show Heaven.
Oh.
Welcome to the most perfect comedy festival ever. Whites only. No, I'm kidding. We have plenty of brown people and women and a couple of gays. Now, we're not dropping a few names right now, JP. You'll fucking get it. Big J will be there. Dave Smith will be there.
There's your big names.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that we did this. But when we were planning it last, like, everyone has sort of jumped up a level, like all of our friends, like everyone sort of like, except for Voss and like DeRosa, but like all of our other friends.
Have really I don't consider jumped. Them friends.
That is true.
Friends.
But we're going to have a fucking blast. So yeah. Your tickets for Skankfest are on sale. Brandon Witt, turn your fucking. Yeah. Tickets for Skankfest South are on sale on July 12th, Monday, July 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern. So get them. We have a very limited number of tickets because a lot of people held onto their tickets. So get them directly when they come out. Don't wait. I'll tell you right now, Skankfest is going to sell out. Skankfest South, November 5th or 7th. Shout out.
Well, they always sell out, but this one's going to sell out like very quickly.
Yeah.
So you got to fucking jump. Because
we're only releasing a limited number of tickets.
Yeah.
You know? So we're trying to be creative with this. We want to get as many people in as possible, but skankfest.net is the website. Sorry, I wanted to give a quick plug before the plugs because.
The plug before the plugs.
Plug for the plugs.
Plug for the plugs?
What do you want? You want to talk about Cosby being released?
Yeah. It's a goddamn outrage that he was ever put in jail.
Big day for Philadelphia. That's what I think. It's why, it's like I said, it happened. They said the same thing as like weed legalization in New York for recreational. Like one day it just was.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember it being like every other time weed was voted on in New York. It was like people knew about it, like they're voting on that today and they're going to see. This time it just popped up and was no thing. The same thing with Bill Cosby. Like, I didn't even know they were trying to get him out of jail. I thought the whole thing was like said and done. But it's...
Yeah, they were in like appeals court a few times. I don't exactly know what happened. He got out on like technicality, right?
He went to the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania and they basically what they said was that he had made a deal with a previous DA that they weren't going to pursue it like criminally and that he could just settle in civil court. And then a new DA came in and was like, no, we're going to prosecute you. And they used what he said in the civil case. So the state Supreme Court was like, yeah, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. Like the deal from the old DA still holds. So they got him off on that technicality that they couldn't.
But he served 3 years technically. If that's the case,
he might have a lawsuit on his hands against
fucking
the state.
Sues, and then
but
fucking,
he actually can sue the women. They owe him money for what they did to him.
If he fucking
I'm just kidding
money
about
off of raping 60 women, he gets this year's Realized Dude of the Year, unquestionably.
Yeah, maybe a few years in a row.
How long before you make the offer for Skankfest?
I'm already trying.
Did you see the video of him like
legitimately
fucking doing the moves?
In fact, I'll tell you right now, if you guys can get us in contact with Cosby, anyone out there, if anybody's got an in with Cosby, let me know.
If think someone listening to this show has a weird in with Cosby?
Definitely. You never know, Jay.
Definitely, yeah. Dude.
We're all 7 degrees separated.
I guarantee you there's people that listen to this show that are fucking, that are like
immediate family members of Bill Cosby.
Right. Yes. Like the brother of fucking Bill Cosby's sister's wife.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Huge.
Actually,
fan.
Dude, my, one of my nieces is actually married to Elvin. So I'll see if I can go through that. Yeah. Him and, what's her face broke up. I forgot the older sister's name.
Wow.
What the fuck was the older sister's name?
Dude, he got out.
Denise.
No, Denise wasn't the old. Sandra.
Sandra. That's right. Sandra.
Everyone forgets about Sandra because she was impossibly half white and the daughter of two dark black people. Sandra. Yeah. Also Denise.
Did you see the video of Cosby coming out of the court, coming out of being released and doing those like duck moves or whatever he was doing?
Was that real
of him being released? Or I thought that might've been an older video that they put.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was. It's I just saw people be. Tweeting it. It was he older. Okay.
It's gotta be. He's barely being held up.
Oh, okay. Like, that was
older. I mean, he's being held up as he walks, but, yeah, Christine said yesterday, we got to hear his like wife that his wife's like batshit.
Cosby's?
Yeah.
No.
Like if you hear her talk, she's the one who gets wacky. But
what's her name? Mrs. Huxtable. She came out and like tweeted like, "Oh, it's so great that he's out."
Is that real?
Yeah.
They have Felicia Rashad.
Mm-hmm. She's said, been like, on the side the whole time.
Finally, a miss. Has she? I thought she like was like turned on him a little bit.
No, I think he's an old man. I'm out.
No, she was like on some conspiracy shit. She's like, this is a concerted effort to bring down the legacy of a great man. Like, well,
I don't know if they've done any, like, did he have to hear like impact statements? I watched that final episode last night of that I'll Be Gone in the Dark. It's Patton Oswalt's late wife. Did all this investigative journalism. And after she died, they caught him, the Golden State killer.
Oh, yeah.
They caught him. Ultimately, and they showed on this, they did one last episode of that documentary since he got caught and got sentenced and everything. So they did the impact statements, and he plays like he's an invalid, like he can't talk or anything, but they have proof. That's what's great. What's so funny is he looks so bad, this guy. He's frail, and they bring him out in a wheelchair for all the court hearings, and he's like just looking down and has like oxygen in, and like everything that's said, he has to, like they have to tell him in his ear, and he had to, like all decrepit goes like, "Yes, Your Honor," and then they show in court the the lawyer is like talking to the jury. They go, "No, you're going to come in here, and they're going to say maybe he can't even stand trial. They had to bring him in a wheelchair. This old decrepit man could barely walk." They go, "But I reference you to his cell." And it shows him in his cell like the week before. I mean, it's like crazy. Like,
shit around his face.
No, like, shit around. He's like,
"Hello,
he's
my
like,
baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal."
He's like boxing the walls. He's trying to like break shit off the wall and almost succeeding. He's like setting his room up and exercising and doing all. He's like completely fine.
Here is your client trying out for the 2024 Summer Olympic team.
So the 50 people of the however many he raped and killed that are surviving, they all gave their impact statements, and they're sentencing him to life in jail. He'll be dead. I think he did die, actually, or if he didn't die, like, he'll be dead very soon. He's so old and decrepit, but like all these women are old now, and this is like they were teenagers and shit when this happened. But he stood up at the end of the impact statements, and he was like, "I've heard all of your statements, and I'm sorry." And he just goes in, and then he just sits back down, and they wheel him out, and they all clap. But it's like,
I wouldn't have apologized if I was him. Look, I'm not saying that I would murder and rape people. I'm not saying that I wouldn't.
You're not saying either.
You're not saying anything. That's important.
Pleading the fifth. I plead
not
the fifth.
Not saying.
I don't say shit. But if I did,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't apologize. Like, fuck you. I'm already going to jail, bitch.
Dude, pleading the fifth is the best. Jeffrey Epstein pleading the fifth is the best because, like, when he started acting like he wants to answer the questions, they were like, "Do you love having little girls touch your weird penis?" And he's like, "Oh, I want to answer that, but I plead the fifth."
Boy, you cocksucker. Fuck.
He's like, "You cocksucker." Do you remember that? You ever see that, Dave? His deposition?
Yeah, I've watched
it. It's so
that.
Funny. He goes, because they start goading him on purpose. So they become questions. Like, he goes, do you hate that girls say you have a weird wiener? And he's like, oh, ooh, I want to answer that, you bitch. But I plead the fifth.
So I can only come point where he's they like, say it to me.
He's like, looks small, at his lawyers.
Thin, ugly dick, right?
Like at a certain point, he like looks at his lawyers and he's like, can I take this one? Can I please? And I was like, all right, they're going to make me take the fifth again. All yeah. right, sorry.
He goes, they don't, because I'll tell you what, my dick's awesome and huge.
Now, when you say you plead the fifth, does it bother you that your penis is merely half that size?
Dude, it's literally what they do to him. And he goes like, yes, my dick's so big. I plead like, the fifth.
Are you a little gay bitch? If you are, just say you plead the fifth.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Gay bitches plead fifth. So if you're a child, rapist and a total fag, you plead the fifth.
It's such a weird thing. Like, I'm all for the Fifth Amendment and everything, but it's just it's so funny that someone would ask you, like, when someone goes, "Hey, do you rape children?" and you go, "I'd like to plead the Fifth." It's just a room full of people going, "Okay, so we all know what's going on here yeah. now. You've basically confessed without confessing."
That's what I love about court, though. They go, you hated him. You have every reason to murder them because you cheated on them with his sister and you're a scumbag murderer. They go, stop it, jury. Disregard all of that. Like, do you have one of those Men in Black flickers? Because I can't.
Jury, strike that from the record. Erase your own minds right
that
now.
Woman, yeah, that woman that almost got beaten to death by cops trying to get to this person. Don't even think about that.
Well, you hear that, though. It does happen. Like, you know, they'll be like, I've heard of like friends who have been on like juries and they've been like, yeah, the one guy just would not like, he really like everyone know this person did it, but there's this like thing, this little technicality. And there's just one guy on the jury that wants to play it specifically by the rules. And everyone's like, yeah, this guy murdered and raped a child, but because they didn't collect that one piece of evidence correctly, he's ignoring it, where everyone else is going like, you can't really fucking
do not me. If the guy's got a scar on his face, I'll just fucking daydream all day, and then when we get to that juror deliberation room, I was like, yeah, that guy was creepy looking, right, with that face scar. Like, he probably did it, right? They go, I don't know, there's pretty convincing evidence he was somewhere else. Look at that face scar, though.
You go, oh man, I was playing Angry Birds during that part, but I'm looking at a scar. This guy's,
they said,
guilty.
What, there's a lot of evidence to point to somebody else? No. With that face scar?
There's nobody okay. that has a face scar that's a good person, except for Doug Smith. You remember we had Doug Smith on the show years
he
ago?
He is the exception. He is a good yeah. dude.
Anytime you see Rondell somebody that's
Hartley,
got a fucking...
Kareem Green.
I don't believe that they were up to good shit when they got those face scars. I don't know the stories for either one of them. I'm just saying it's probably not true that we know three people that were being heroes when they got their face scars.
No, I don't know if they were being heroes for sure, but I don't think Kareem got it in like a...
Maybe he was a hero, like a sandwich, and he tried to cut him in half. Hell yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Lewis, turn off the chat. Anyway, they're going to say mean things. What do I do?
No, they don't care. They love me. I'm great.
But yeah, it's fucking... I've never been on a jury, thank God, because I wore shorts.
I've just never answered my jury...
Yeah, me either, except for one. I went to
well,
one.
Well, they're always like, you'll
they
go to jail.
Me
outside,
I was like,
no, shorts. You won't.
Yeah, they're like, exactly. It's like, there'll be a warrant out for your arrest. Like, there's no way.
Impossible. How do you know? I move around so much. Like, the amount of ones that have gone to places that
I always
moved,
just say, yeah, I don't know. I moved, yeah.
I don't know. Somebody steals my mail. Some weird fucking
there's
person
a
with a scar on their face stole
Wait,
my mail.
Bobby, are you?
They
Bobby
be,
was on
they
a murder case?
Bobby, you were in a murder case before. No, Bobby was on the show. He was a detective. He's like, no, I worked it.
Just a young kid. Just the facts, ma'am.
I was a juror on a murder case.
What? Wow. Can you talk about it now? Or is it legal to talk about after the fact?
It's been at least 7 years now.
Bobby, why don't you lead with that in every conversation you start?
Wait, hold on. Did you vote guilty or not guilty?
Oh, he was guilty as hell. And they showed pictures of the crime scene, autopsy pictures, everything. It was
jerkable.
Was it a hot chick?
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Oh, did hell you see autopsy tits? Did you see autopsy, those Franken tits, when they have those big stitches?
Tits.
Yes.
Autopsy tits. Be honest with me.
She had
if
tits?
She was fully naked and there was a puss in the picture of a dead body, do you still go, nice? Do you elbow the person sitting next to you in the juror's box? Go, nice, right?
There was no puss pictures, but she was topless.
Yeah.
And did she have a nice rack?
Pepperoni areolas.
She was a beautiful She was.
Was she still person. Hot dead?
Yes, she was. She was
nice. Gorgeous.
Would you have 10-second yeah. ruled her?
What's that?
Oh, God. Would you have 10-second ruled her?
God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt.
yeah, if she wasn't stiff yet, would you?
she was beautiful. He killed her, the woman and her brother. It was pretty sad.
Was the brother hot?
How hot was he?
What you want, dude?
Would it be hot if the medical examiner was awesome and like posed them together so they were doing weird incest stuff?
Oh, dude. Oh, look, they're 69ing side by side.
Oh, gross. Jesus
Christ. How'd he murder them?
Stabbed them.
Oh.
With their own kitchen knife.
Ugh. Oh, that makes it more degrading.
That's mean.
Yeah, really.
Take this Cuisinart.
Yeah, he broke into their home and waited for them to come home.
Well, did he know them?
Yeah, yeah. He broke up. They broke up with the girl. He broke up with her, and then he waited for him at the house.
And how old was the brother?
The brother was like 14.
Oh.
And she was like 22.
Yes.
I am just not. I mean, that level of like jealousy and rage in a relationship, like. I've never even been like a breakup and then do like super weird stuff after. You know what I mean? I've never stood when you like, you know, things like, oh, he would like sit outside my house and do all this weird. I'm like, who does that? Who does that bonker? Do you, Lewis?
No, but when I was younger, like I was like, when I was like a kid,
I'm not talking about sad sacky shit. I'm not talking about sad sacky shit. I'm talking about real like obsessive, like, you're breaking up and like you just have to like constantly like you're calling their ward. That seems like all.
I would call over and over again or text or like, you know, tell her I can't live without her or manipulate her and tell her I was going to kill myself.
Show up, actually cut myself, cut her friends.
Threaten her, threaten her family.
Yeah, threaten her family. I hung her little brother over
jerk off with a clump of her hair that I kept, you know, normal stuff.
One time her family took a vacation and I hid under the trailer.
Nothing wacky. Nothing. Yeah, goes. I Cape Feared one of my ex-girlfriend's families.
I killed her family dog.
Cape Fear is a verb. It's so great. Yes, I Cape Feared
my one ex-girlfriend's family. That was a weird summer.
So, yeah, she was sleeping, and I cut off a lock of her hair, and I visited a witch doctor, and they made a voodoo doll.
We recreated her. It wasn't exactly the same.
Hang on. Someone in the chat is saying when they heard their ex met someone, they had the name, address, and place of work. Well, I'd say that I had an ex-girlfriend.
Wait, finish it, Jay. You didn't say it.
It's not done yet. What, he looked it up. He looked up to met someone and he was going to, it's hilarious. Says I was going to fuck that dude. And then he meant up, but let it go. Yeah. That seems like all like in your head shit though. You know what I mean?
I want to take the last 20 seconds of Jay speaking and have it be put into something. Cause it was Jay. I promise you don't know, because I know you were reading something and sort of verbalizing.
I didn't understand a word of it.
It was gibberish for like 20 seconds straight. It was bonk.
I have no idea what the story there was or what happened. What happened. Someone found a thing and someone bite. Is going to fuck
sounded
him,
like you were
fuck
losing your mind.
Somebody poured 3 gallons of water into an ex's gas tank.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. Like, I've never done anything like that. I've never, have I ever done anything like really crazy after breaking up with an ex? I'm trying to think.
Like that Lewis had to stop himself and think.
No, I would say it. When you're a kid, you fucking do stupid shit. Like,
No, I'm not saying you wouldn't say it. I'm saying that you made the statement you've never done that. And then you went, wait, I'm Lewis. Let me rattle through my memory real quick.
No, I know that like I've gotten like emotional after like.
I raped an ex's mother once. Yeah, I don't know. I've just never been that like.
One time I posed as an old lady so I could be closer to my kid.
You see your children? You Mrs. Doubtfire in a family?
Yeah, I did Mrs. Doubtfire. I do everything I learned from movies that I watched as a child.
Yeah, I don't. I became a vampire for a girl once. I hung out with her and her motocross friends and I became a vampire.
I say it's got to be a lot easier now. To like, without doing any wild, crazy shit, to just like social media stalk.
Yeah.
And ex.
I'm saying that
wasn't like the situation when we were younger.
I've sad sacked like dramatically before, but I've never like, you know what I mean? Where they were like, oh, he's like, he won't stop doing this weird thing or showing up at like walking around outside my work. Like shit. Like I just, I don't know.
That's like threatening and weird, but like, yeah, I've definitely like, you know, had breakups where it was like, it just lasted way too long. Like I'm not like that anymore. Like I'm an old man now. I've just been through so many times. I recognize the signs and I'm going like, yeah, no, we're just done. Like I'm not going down the road where I'm crying and fucking texting you 100 times. That's psychotic.
Also, I think I didn't really drink or smoke pot till like a little bit older too. So that probably would have like being drunk and young and go is probably like grounds to set up a situation like that where you do something wacky. You know what I mean? It's like you show up yelling outside of a house kind of shit.
Yeah, but the weed probably helps.
The weed probably helps, yeah. I'm talking drunk.
More I'm make you realize like
I'm just saying like, I wasn't really doing anything, my point being. But if I, yeah. Say if I was drinking, though, and you got like a little tossed, I could see definitely making like a dumb decision.
Yeah, but if you're like, what if you want to be like that? Like, dude, I need some crack. Let's get crazy. I'm going
to
show
he goes, yeah, he goes, look, it's not my personality to do something weird to an ex, so I'm going to smoke a little crack, and then I'm going to go just fucking ransack her shit. I mean, her whole life. I hope to God she doesn't live with her family. Yeah, I'm dropping her dad first.
Looking back on it, I never ransacked her place, but I got addicted to crack.
So yeah, look back. He goes, I'll tell you what, once I smoked crack, I didn't miss that bitch at all.
I just missed crack.
Yeah. I was just like, whoa, is there more crack?
Do you smell like crack? What is that? Are you high on crack?
Yes. I am, and
no, hold on.
I just want to let you know that I understand, and enjoy your life. I gotta go find crack.
You just become a reasonable adult. Is listen, yes, I smell like crack. I got high on crack, and I realized you made some good points, and we just weren't right for each other.
To the American Dad, where Stan does crack, is one of the funniest cartoon episodes ever.
Let's. What was the other thing we brought up? Wasn't there another thing James we were going to talk about? Besides James Franco, there was another thing.
Cosby. Justified. Cosby.
No, there was one more. There was one more thing that we decided last minute.
Cosby again.
No.
James Franco. In relation to Cosby.
Maybe one of our producers will fucking tell me.
Now, this is more fun.
No, I like this.
Bobby?
I'm trying to think. It was the James Franco thing and then the Who's Most Justified.
Bobby's just listing up the three things that we listed 20 times.
Paul's correct. We did not talk about the teacher.
That's not what it was. That's not what it was.
But not gay NFL. No, but gay NFL player was something we said before.
Victoria's Secret. Thank you, Ethan Lang, who doesn't work for us, who's just a person there, who's just a person fucking there.
Bobby, yeah,
who
disconnect.
Does now work for us.
Ethan Lang is in to spell Bobby Hutch.
Bobby, can you just make Ethan a moderator real quick?
Absolutely.
To be fair, Bobby, if you could just leave your stuff and close the door behind you, don't let anyone else on the way out.
Also, happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
We wanted to fucking, you know, we always do something nice. We try to anyway. If somebody's birthday on the team, we'll do a cake or whatever, and we'll do it on the show usually.
Or we forget.
I didn't forget. Bobby's fucking chick was in charge of this whole cake thing. And then she comes up to me after the show's over, after everyone's left, she's like, we got a cake for Bobby. And I'm like, what are you whispering for? No one's here.
We should have done it on the show.
We should have done it on the show. It's ridiculous.
Bobby, can I almost say something? Because it's funnier to say to you on air than off air. But Bobby Hutch. So when I came to SDR yesterday, I saw Dylan, and because Dylan was saying like we should do like a weekly basketball thing at my place, and I was like, oh yeah, for sure. And Dylan was like, yeah, so we'll start on this Tuesday, officially. And immediately saw Bobby, and I was like, Bobby, so we're going to start basketball on Tuesday at my place. He was like, hell yeah, I'll play. After SDR show, Ralph came up to me, and he goes, Jay, come here, like real tight, secretively. And he goes, hey, could you invite Bobby to the basketball thing? He said he was upset. He said you didn't ask him at all if he wanted to play. I'm like, we just, Tuesday is the first one we're doing, really. The other ones were just like Tom and Rob May, who just like came over to.
So Ralph had to big brother you. He goes, look, Bobby's been through a lot. It would really mean something to him.
He told me the second Bobby walked in behind me after the SDR show, and I was going to bring it up then, but this is way funnier to bring it up here.
And then Ralph went over to Bobby and went, hey, slugger. Guess what?
Yeah, I mean, Ralph really should put his hand on your knee. He goes, Bobby, were you
crying like a bitch?
Now I kind of remember this. Earlier in the day, we were talking about where Dylan was, and I was like, oh, he's probably playing ball with Jay.
And then you started crying.
You know, because they're friends. He's
probably playing ball with Jay, I guess.
Because Dylan was late to a meeting that we were supposed to have, and I was like, oh, he's probably playing ball with Jay. And I was like, oh, Jay was supposed to invite me, but I guess he forgot to invite me. And then I guess that's where he took the cue to ask
him. By the way, Dylan was not playing basketball with me this week at all.
Excuse he used? No, that wasn't the excuse.
Bobby just assumes that's where
he's Tuesday. They were probably playing ball.
Hey guys, do you know why Dylan's running late? He's probably hanging out with Jay, his best friend.
We're gonna rename you Sobby Hutch.
Come on, that's gonna stick.
Bobby, I mean Rob Mayo, I've been friends with for a long time, but I mean like you're Dylan and Tom, like I'm closer to you than both of those guys.
I know. All I said to Ralph is,
but all those guys are tall.
You told on me.
Get taller, Bobby.
Bobby, I don't know if you could maybe get your get up a little bit.
All I said was that he was probably playing ball with Jay, and I was like, oh,
Mike Evans calling you Sobby Hutch makes me laugh so hard.
You're not listening to me. It was a joke I just made.
Oh, you said it. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm sorry.
You missed that?
Well, proving that Jay literally doesn't listen to anybody.
I was listening to Bobby. Then Lewis, my apologies again. I would have stood up and gave you another standing ovation for that one. That's a Sobby Hutch.
Yeah.
Bobby's getting known for being sad.
God damn it.
Yeah, there's just no chance this one isn't going to stick, Bobby.
Just
probably the name of the episode.
Lewis, Dave left before he was able to have a piece of birthday cake. And I don't know.
It's just that
Bobby, you're always welcome to come to any event I'm doing.
No, I know. All I said was that I guess he didn't invite me. That's all I said.
You got all the events that Jay goes to: handkerchief shopping.
You can come with me hanky shopping.
You can go
fingerless glove cutting in the park.
No, I was talking about things that he would use to stop himself from crying. Sorry.
Oh.
You also do have a handkerchief that hangs off your body. I forgot.
Also that.
Oh, he has it so he can offer it to Bobby Hutch at the right moment.
Lewis, you gonna come? Lewis, you gonna come on Tuesday? Yourself up. Are we gonna do a Gas Digital?
I can probably do Tuesday. What time?
We do 11.
Maybe you guys could run that one-on-one game back.
One-on-one, I'm in shape now, so it's you ain't hanging with me, doggy.
In what regard? Cardiovascularly? You're right. Probably. I would be tired again in a game of one-on-one. No, but there's enough people to play like multiple player games.
Okay, I'll play.
Fuck yeah.
I'll play Tuesday.
Tuesday. Bobby, also, once again, you can come.
Thank you, Jay.
That's not really you being invited. That's him saying you can come.
Hang on a second. I'm seeing people 200 on Lewis, 100 on Lewis. To what? Just straight up win?
Oh, here we go.
Just straight up win.
Just win.
Oh, man.
Whoever gets 10 points first.
Whoever gets 10 points. I would take you on that as well. One-on-one, whoever gets 10 points first.
Okay.
You want to bet something on it?
The people are betting on it.
You guys can't really outdo the stakes from the last basketball game. So anything.
And let me tell you something. And by the way, fucking film it again.
All right, here we go.
Dude, we're tapping into Jay's competitive side.
All right.
300 on Lewis. It's a lot of money.
Okay, I'm in better shape now than I was.
Dave's going to tell you that makes a big difference. I've been playing
How much ball have you been playing?
A bump going down like two times a week and playing competitively like one of those for sure. And the rest just shooting around, just getting like my game back.
All right, doggy. Look, I'll bet another gun in the butt. I'll just bet you a straight up game till 11.
Bet $2,000 on Lewis.
Listen, I would not. I'll say this: I would not put $1,000 on Lewis to do anything in basketball. Like, no matter what it was, I would not put the money on him. Mm-hmm. That being said, a game of 1-on-1 to 10 is going to very heavily come down to cardio.
Okay.
It's tiring by the time you get to that many points. It's not like a game to 1-to-10 isn't like, you know, unless people are like extremely good at basketball. It's not just like shot in, shot in, shot in, shot in, shot in. Now I've got like 4 or 5 points. It's misses. It's chasing the ball. It's a lot of that. By the time you get,
what you're not realizing is that I also I have a basketball court at my house that I play with my son probably 4 or 5 times a week where we shoot around.
Fantastic.
I've been practicing shooting too. Good. Now, sure, it's only 7.5 feet tall.
That's weird. Dave's not a dark horse at all. It says in the chat, Dave could play.
No, Dave's good at basketball.
Dave is good at basketball.
Yeah, but my cardio is better than the last time we played.
Sure.
Like, substantially better.
Gotcha.
One-on-one's very tiring. Because you're
one-on-one
you're
does always, suck for that
you're
regard.
Always, you know, have the ball or are guarding the ball. You're always doing the most tiring thing.
Yeah, your defense.
Jay
the
would
defense
be a more valuable player on a team. If you're picking teams, Jay would, I mean, maybe twice as valuable as me. I mean, like just substantially better basketball player. But
you can't really say twice as valuable. You are a liability to have on your team, Lewis. Just so, I mean, just you can't really.
You did cost us. You cost us the. You cost us the Skankfest game pretty
all
hard.
All you have to say is Jay will contribute to your team.
Jay is infinitely more valuable to me on your team. He will not make you lose. But the caveat of it being one on one,
you might be able to catch.
The caveat of it being one on one with me versus Jay, I think I beat him 10 out of 10 times. I beat him.
In what?
I would not go that far.
One on one basketball.
Okay. Can Lewis not foul? Do I call fouls? That seems to be the issue.
You can call fouls, yeah.
If I call fouls,
you can call fouls last time. And he did call fouls last time.
And you did foul last time.
And I'll call him again on myself.
that's the idea of like Lewis laying on me on the cage.
Me fouling you is why you lost that game. That was why.
I also had there's many factors, and all of them were negative towards me. But it was that's not an excuse. The excuse I hadn't played basketball in forever. Everything about it was bad and wrong. It was a bad bet, dumb bet. I paid the price.
He did. He did. He paid his price to society. That's for sure.
It just tickled me thinking again about putting the gun into your butt. It's ridiculous. But the moment it was going in, I'm like, what the fuck? We're in public right now. What is wrong with us? We're Nazis. We're Nazis, apparently.
Yeah, that's. I don't think the real Nazis ever went that far.
Tuesday, it's going down. Get someone to bring a camera.
Doggy, we'll do 101 to 10 or to 11. I don't know why 11 seems. I don't know why 10.
11 is actually right. That must make more sense. Yeah.
But are we doing two pointers and ones?
Oh, dear God, please do twos and ones.
Yeah.
Give yourself a chance to make this quicker.
James, they're coming over for a play date, actually. They're going to be here in like a half an hour.
More like a gay date.
So go shower.
So go shower. Cosby and Franco are coming over.
James, get ready. We're getting getting pretty crazy. Dude, if we get Cosby at Skankfest, we're gonna just let him do the child daycare. Like, he's gonna be in charge of the.
Yeah,
Cosby wasn't a pedo though.
No.
You let him watch your kids. Christ, give him great life advice.
Oh, dude, yeah. Be awesome.
I mean, young adult women. But
he's going to be secure. He's going to be security for the chicken head room.
All right, guys, real quick. I love Kratom. We talk about them all the time. Great company, supports everything we do. But they've also launched their own Delta 8 THC brand. And luckily, we have the Delta 8 Vampire. The Yo Kratom Vampire. Or is that your name?
Yes, I stretch over the whole company, not just the subsects.
Okay, just making sure. So look, Mr. Delta 8 Vampire, tell them why Delta 8 THC is so great.
It gets you fucked up, but you can only do it like a child with vapes and gummies.
No, that's good though. People like vapes and gummies.
If you're too much of a poon to smoke, bud, then you can't swallow pills, then please enjoy our gummies and our vapes.
Delta 8 Vampire, this doesn't seem like the best way to sell your product.
Shut your mouth, Dave, you liberal puss.
Oh, I don't want to be a liberal puss. All right, I'll do it.
So right now, all you got to do is go to yodelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. That's going to save you 25% off of Delta 8 THC. It's delivered right to your door. It's legal in almost every state. It's cheaper than weed to begin with, and it gets you just as high.
Get you fucked up.
So go right now And yeah, please, and grab some Delta 8 THC from YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, so let's, what happened, real quick, what happened with Franco?
Oh, real quick. Is one of us supposed to know?
I don't know, really.
Was that a question? There was a $2.2 million lawsuit. So what happened to Franco?
The universe isn't giving me anything back.
James Franco to pay $2.2 million in sexual misconduct case.
Yo, he started like a school to fuck chicks.
Really?
Sarah Tither Kaplan and Tony Gett, who attended Franco's now defunct Studio 4 acting school, sued him and lost. Oh, dude, so hold on. These chicks, and I don't know what happened, and like, I'm not victim blaming, but I'm going to say right now, these girls showed up for a James Franco acting school. Yep. And then he fucked them.
And then James Franco shows up.
James Franco shows up and fuck.
Oh.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie, dude. She should be.
Bitch, why do they have sad
you
headshots?
Should be so lucky that James Franco would come off his perch. Why do they have
sad headshots?
It is pretty true. They do have things. They have a, all right, now give me just rape, but no one believes you. There it is. Now you're giving it.
That's the face you make after a night with James Franco. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Now their headshots are them holding money bags and smiling.
Yeah. Yay. It's so bizarre.
Isn't that the fantasy you show for James Franco's acting school and you do a scene with him?
I guess it's a sickness I don't understand when you just have to like, because it is James Franco and he could like crush the best of the best if he wanted to. So maybe he's just that fucking demented that he just has to, because he's got a lot of accusations. Seth Rogen separated from him.
Yes. I've heard accusations of like underage girls and stuff like that. So that's fucked up. Not justifying that. But what is he like, this misconduct label? Are you just saying that like that James Franco convinced these chicks to have sex with him?
Or is the misconduct, can he be hitting on them when he's a teacher or something?
We're gonna work on this scene, and then it's just written by James Franco and fucking them in the ass. So James Franco pulls out his enormous huge cock and
he goes, "We're gonna do a scene from a little known hit called Brown Bunny." Okay. Now, okay, there's not a lot of dialogue in this one. I'm just gonna pull this bad boy out here, and there he is. Okay, and scene, go. Action.
Cut.
All right, cut. Yeah, you're coming in. You're coming in a little heavy jaw. Just relax. Think of like a snake trying to swallow a hot dog. Okay, and we good? All right, sound speed rolling. Action. No. There it is. There you go. Now you're acting. You are sucking my cock. You are sucking my cock. You are sucking my cock. You are sucking my cock.
Fuck, dude.
As soon as he comes, he goes, and scene. We don't need to go any further than this. This is.
He goes, one take. Real good.
Ooh, wow. You know what? This movie.
But I don't. I mean, I guess I kind of understand. Like, if there's a direct, like, if you got some, like, you're James Franco or something, and you go, hey, like what Harvey Weinstein was doing, where he was like, hey, if you don't fuck me, you're ruined in this industry. I see how that's like real,
of course,
fucked up. But like, if you're just a like successful person, and it's just like, hey, you want to fuck me, and then like the implication is like, well, obviously he's the successful person, and you do it for that reason. I just don't get. What are the
implications? What the complaint is. What were the details in the case? Can Bobby or Paul pull up what he did actually, or what these girls are claiming that he did?
So the blonde woman who's making the accusations using like the very vague.
Hey, Paul, can you call them by the numbers that we assigned them? Call her the 5.5.
Please. 5.5. This is just for anonymity.
But basically, she said he abused his power in that school, and he cultivated a culture of exploiting non-celebrity women.
But what does that mean? Like, I just don't understand.
That's misconduct. Like, yeah, dude, he fucking crushed some young, hot actor pussy because he's James fucking Franco.
You think he's at home going, why are the ugly ones the only ones that came forward?
Dougie, well, there's probably 100 of them, right? There's probably 200 chicks. That just, and then two of them were fucking angry about it. It's like the Louis chicks. You remember, Louis was probably beaten off in front of 1,000 chicks, and then a few of them were like, oh, that was gross.
Oh, I was like, why did the nerd ones come show up?
What did the other chicks say, Paul?
I only got that girl. I'll see what she said, too.
I mean, yeah, that's...
I mean, like I said before, you never want to think of victims like lying and shit like that. But Jesus, man, like, it's such a weird, like, again, it's just like, I don't know what the range of it is. Like,
at what point am I
this might
not
be confusing
be
the fuck
sex?
Out of him, because yeah, like a girl, like it seems like she like is because he hits on a girl back that he sees like clearly wants to fuck or something. I don't know like what the parameters of what he did are.
Somebody in the chat said he was accused of having them participate in sex scenes.
Yeah, all right.
At what point am I going to not be able to fuck young female comedians anymore because I've become too powerful?
Last year.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What?
I'm thinking about...
But that is a fair point. So it's like if an open micer, they could just fuck whoever they want to. But if you're like successful... Then you can't.
Well,
I run
a comedy festival, a podcast network. I'm opening a comedy club. It's
well,
like
right,
I'm
so
in a position
though,
of power. So what line? But hold on, for me, where's the line of girl that I'm allowed to fuck? Right? How successful does she have to be? Do I have to look at her bank account?
You have not been working with the successful ones. That's
but no,
for sure.
I mean, is the amount of credits she has? It's the amount of respect in the industry. I can only fuck above a certain line. That's psychotic.
And yeah. Also that's
no,
not
I understand
what they
the thing,
want.
I'm just saying, like the point is. It's optics though. If you and a young comic hit it off and you're being seen as club owner in that situation, do you know what I mean? Like if you
right. You know, so like
it's just like it's like the point is like when it's over, if it goes haywire or just bad at all, and you guys don't work out, it could always just be turned. And he goes, you know, I don't even know he was doing that because he would give me spots.
Yeah, but so right. So like
put me on his podcast network, perhaps.
So I could see where like let's say there was like a young female comic who had a podcast on the network, and if Lewis were to go, hey, fuck me, or your podcast is getting kicked off the network. I agree. Yeah, that's fucked up to like use
that's
your power
a problem.
That way. But yeah, no, I'm saying you were wrong to do that. That being said,
sorry, Jessica
forward.
Kirsten,
you piece of shit.
But if you're just like, if you just ask her out, like, I just don't see what's wrong with that. Like, it's not, you're not like threatening her or saying, it's just like, oh, like you're interested in her. What's,
no,
I don't get what the problem
is. That's the point I'm saying. But then when you're out, it's like, it could always be thrown like retroactively.
Yes.
It could
always
be thrown. It was like, yeah, well, of course I was going to say yes to date him. Like,
you're better off just not doing it at all. Yeah.
She added that during sex scenes filmed 3 years ago with Franco and several women, the actor had removed plastic guards covering the actress's genitalia while simulating oral sex.
He's a creep.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Shit. That shit we'd all think of and you go, ah, you can't do that though.
Oh, hell yeah, I jerk off to that. Two other student actresses said that Franco had become angry during a photo shoot when they refused to remove their shirts and expose their breasts. Franco taught a number of acting classes at two film schools open in 2014, both named Studio 4.
All right. Yeah, seems like he might be a creep.
Yeah, it does sound like he's a creep.
Yeah, probably. Now, here's what happens, though. So, and I understand. I feel for him. I figured out a way to defend him just now in my head. Don't you worry. So, he's so used to sort of like probably girls fawning over him and just sort of like, it's just like he lives in this like life of just doing that probably all the time and just fucking hot chicks and really just not really being told no. He's really rich. He's really good looking. Like James Franco's life probably rules on like many, many levels. So it's like in his sort of own world that he's created, that's just the norm. And it's not creepy or it's not like, it's not a fail in most of his interactions. And most of the time he's like doing it and these chicks are digging it. So in this case, these chicks are like, no, it is creepy. And from anybody in the outside, including us, I will agree. Yeah, it's fucking creepy.
It's creepy.
But I'll say, I don't think that he was trying to be creepy.
Somewhere Franco's,
I think he was trying to be like, James Franco.
James Franco's reading this article and he's like, that doesn't just sound awesome to you? You're telling me this sounds creepy.
Yes. Do you get what I'm saying?
He goes, like, dude, I started an acting school on a farm for young pussy, dude. Grass fed.
Yes, dude. In his mind, it wasn't like malicious intent. He's just being James Franco.
I don't know. I just read it. Okay, I'm going to try to be you. You read it to me, and I'm going to say, it's still coming off awesome. I don't know. What?
Yeah, but yeah, I removed their guards so I could eat their pussies.
He goes, dude, there was a sliver of plastic between me and hot fucking fur, dude.
James Franco, during questioning, kept on trying to get the investigators to smell his fingers.
Yeah, guys, smell that. Nothing, right? That was just two knuckles deep in her snatch. That's how clean this girl is. You're not going to take a shot. You're not going to offer an acting part to get some of that.
Like, officer, you can ask me as many questions as you want to. I just want to ask you one question. You're telling me this isn't awesome. That's what you're telling me.
Everyone here, are you guys all gay? Officers, not the bitches, just the guys. Are you guys all fucking gay?
Oh shit, does the D in LAPD stand for dick? You guys seem to love cock.
LAPD lapped the cock. Lapped yeah. up that cock.
Franco out.
Franco out. Oh, the bars are shut.
Okay, Franco. Dude, I'm not saying, like, I'm not justifying what he did. I'm just saying that, no. Like, when you're, it's like dealing
giving,
with,
you're
like,
giving his defense.
Yes, I'm saying that he had no malicious intent. He was trying to pleasure these women. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I don't know what his intent was for sure. But you know, it's funny too. It's one of those things that'll go back and bite everybody in the ass, because I think there's like videos and stuff. If you go back, like, there's
Jay,
been a lot.
Your dick's on fire.
Ah.
There's Jay's beating off too hard to this story.
James Franco's as well with it. Look it up. I think there's like video for a year. It's one of those things that, why wasn't this acknowledged before things? Because I think for years on like roasts and shit like that, even like a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
That's a bit, with roast jokes like that, that's the smoke, there's fire. Roasts. All that roast stuff becoming popular really did do things, because friends would roast friends and really say things that are like sort of fucked up about them. And then it becomes a deal. So I think James Franco has some of that in his life. Like,
yeah, like what was like the roast that Chris D'Elia was on? Like, and it was like, oh, like the recurring joke was like, Chris D'Elia loves to fuck children. Am I right, folks?
Yeah, exactly. And I think he has, I think James Franco, the roast of James Franco, I think there's a couple. I think Seth Rogen makes jokes about that, like young girls in his
Of course. And then I'm sure Seth
now
Rogen,
Seth Rogen's throwing him under the bus.
Seth Rogen's like a pussy Rogen. because Seth Rogen was probably privy to all that shit. And then because he's a Hollywood liberal now, he's like, oh well, let me publicly throw this guy under the bus. Even though you probably,
I think he's also long term married, so he probably hates watching Franco just crush nonstop.
I also don't like, I look at that as a bitch move no matter what the situation is. Like, I'd understand, like, if he did some real fucked up shit and you just found out about it and you're like, yo, I'm not that guy's friend anymore. I'm not hanging out with him. I'm not that. But you still like to go publicly throw him under the bus is like, why is that part even necessary? I don't know. This was your friend for a long time. So like, I don't know. It's just lame.
Yeah. Oh, Seth Rogen's
almost better to say something. I said, it just looks so much like better cover my ass.
Yeah.
Than like, you know, just be
That's all it is.
I don't know, it's like, or because it's it, but it doesn't, to me it doesn't really cover your ass though. It's like, so if the jokes were made before, it's like you knew this and you're hanging with the guy anyway, so it's not that you're complicit maybe, but like at very least you're like, why are you acting now that he's like caught? You're like, oh yeah, what a bad guy. Like, you didn't seem to mind it before.
If we can't try to get hot young pussy, I feel like society will fall apart. I feel like that is a fabric of what is what greatness is built on. Like, everything from fucking space travel to technology to fucking flying to electric cars. There's an element where, like, look, Elon Musk, he's always fucking hot young chicks, dude.
There's
no, you know what's happening? Here's what's going on. Dave, this is kind of ties in. I was trying to call you the other day. Me and you were playing phone tag a little bit. But the subject, I just wanted to, remember I said I had a fun subject I just wanted to talk to you about, I thought was funny?
That's, oh yeah, yeah, that's when you said, come play basketball, don't tell Bobby.
Do not tell Bobby. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jay won't even play phone tag with Bobby.
No, Dad, I thought this was just an interesting like thing to
fucking sobby Bobby talking, over there.
I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was just like the everything. Oh, I know like what it was, the BET Awards. You know, they had the Lil Nas X like made out with a guy at the BET Awards on stage, like as part of the
just everyone routine. In the crowd starts taking out their guns, be like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
No, here's the thing, it was super well received actually for the most part, and like a complete like hip-hop and R&B thing, which is great. That is genuinely good progress. However, it is when I just think back, you know, when they say like with the best generation, like the 50s people and everything, and how masculine the culture was, like they kept their biggest fear always seemed that it was like, oh, we're going to be raised in a nation of fags. And that's what I was going to call you, Dave, and be like, in a weird way, they sort of have, like, even hip hop's been
they
like,
were, they maybe, were right about everything, as it saying, turns out.
But hip hop's like completely like skinny jeans, tight, like
it's unbelievable,
uncharismatic, but like, not just like there's not, they had the Migos perform. The Migos are like the big thing in rap, and it's like they just stay, it's just nothing. Like they look like little boys in like tight clothes performing at like a talent show or something. It's like,
go back to that. I didn't see it actually. They fucking went for it, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the black people aren't losing their minds.
They didn't show Method Man up close, and they didn't. and you can't see at the very, not on this clip because it cuts off. But I have it DVR'd, and just this part. No, but I have it DVR'd, and at the end of it, the only person you see have a reaction, Lil Wayne's reaction is a little like, oh shit, but he's kind of laughing about it more, and like, I think his world's gone a little bit like, that wouldn't be even weird to him. I think that, you know, it's not that crazy to him. Wait, Method Man was the one I would have loved to see his face.
So they were sort of parodying the Madonna.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah. My point I'm just making is
so much less hot.
I'm saying, yeah. it's progress in so many ways, but just Dave, that's what I was calling you for. So there's just,
I don't know if I see that as progress.
Everything is so like, but I think it's good for the goose. Good for the, I don't know. I don't think it's any more dangerous than Madonna and Britney Spears doing it. I said before, like,
it's not dangerous. It's just, it's very funny. Like that black people, I mean, I guess it's probably good for quote unquote progress in the world. Right. But it's like black people are like, they're being forced. It reminds me when I was at, they were,
you put a lot. It's a, that's why that's they, like, they, I tell you, they put a lot on them that night.
They were protesting, Black Lives Matter, like in Harlem one day. Right. And I told you guys about this. And at one point somebody just goes, black trans lives matter, in the middle of a Black Lives Matter chant.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you just
yeah,
watch
yeah.
half the crowd being like, whoa, we didn't come yeah. here for this.
Fuck up.
Bobby, do you have any reactions from the crowd after Lil Nas X started kissing those dudes? I don't know. Usually, have any like shots from the crowd?
But I mean, like,
it would be a really easy way to make a really funny cut. This is the crowd.
This is the crowd after.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's Method Man after all. They did show. No, it was well received. I do. I said, I think that's like a good thing that it's not as controversial as it should. However, I'm just saying, like, that was that's the comment that stuck in my head, Dave, that I was trying to call about. He goes, it's going to become a nation of fags. And it really is like, everyone's like, stop, kiss your neighbor on the cheek and tell them you love. It's like,
dude, I remember.
It's become so much that.
I remember when the real crazy religious right people, like the Jerry Falwell, like when I was a kid, like in the 90s. They used to say that when they were fighting against gay marriage being legal, they'd be like, well, if you legalize gay marriage, then they're going to come after the kids. And I remember thinking that is the most retarded argument ever. Like just the idea that like, because what, two dudes can get married, now all of a sudden they're going to try to convert kids to be gay. Like this is such religious horseshit. And then like you watch gay marriage get legalized. And then like 5 years later, they're like, boys can be girls and all of this shit, and you're kind of like, maybe there was something to what they were saying. Like, I don't know. I was so vocally like, you guys are all so stupid. And then to see the way things went, it's hard to not go like.
The problem
like,
is when you see parents, they wear it as like a badge of honor, like their kid being trans or their kid being gay. And you go like, well, wait a minute, hold on. Like, kids just sometimes say shit, right? Sometimes kids say, and I have a joke about it, but it's like sometimes kids will tell you that they want to be a puppy or they want to be a tiger or they want to be.
They say confused things all the time.
Yeah, you know, so you can't really. And then you see like celebrities who are like, you know, super vocal, like, and then they adopt a kid. And all of a sudden when they're three, their kid comes out as trans and you're like, you're actually a fucking terrible human being.
Yes.
Like, you're using this fucking child to push your agenda. Who knows what the fuck this kid would be or whatever. So it's dude, that's why I moved to Jersey. So happy. Jersey's like a secret red state. Nobody really knows. Like,
well, depends where you are. Yeah. Jersey's a blue state.
I know.
But if you're in like a red town, it kind of feels like that.
They're all red towns. Fucking great.
Yeah, I really like it's bizarre, but the first take on everything right now is so soft. It's such a soft culture now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's like protective. There's no fighting anybody anymore.
I want to talk about the Victoria's Secret models, them changing them, but let's do plugs real quick because I think it sort of relates to this. Jay, why don't you go first? Because I know you always complain that you go last. And rightfully so. It's brutal.
It's brutal. We can all agree that's brutal. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, I will be at Appleton, Wisconsin. The weekend after that, Spokane, Washington. For the first time, both places. Check that out. Albany coming real soon. July 29th, get tickets for the Philly All-Star Comedy Show happening at Lincoln Financial Field. Tickets on sale now, all at BigJComedy.com. Of course, check out the Bonfire Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And SDR show right here on Gas Digital Network.
Dave?
Oh, part of the problem right here on the network. I'm hosting Freedom Fest, and there are still some tickets available for that in South Dakota coming up this month in July. Come check that out. And I'll be in Rochester. I got some gigs there in August. So all that stuff.
You're going to like South Dakota, dude.
I hope so. I've never been. I'm excited to go.
Got us a lot of stuff coming up. Obviously, Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th. Tickets on sale Monday, July 12th, 8 a.m. Grab your tickets nice and early, 8 a.m. Eastern at skankfest.net. Grab those tickets. Personally, got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be July 16th and 17th. I'm headlining the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut on the early shows. 8 p.m. early shows, headlining those. And then the 10 o'clock shows, I'm doing The Depraved. So I'm bringing a bunch of comics out, including Aaron Berg, Jessica Kirsten, Colin Turrell, Zach Amico. So the late shows, if you guys stick around, it is the dirtiest comedy show in the world. And some of the best comics from New York City are going to be on that show as well. So stick around for both shows if you can. And then also I will be July 22nd and 23rd at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. 22nd, 23rd, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. 28th through the 31st at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. August 4th, we're back with The Depraved again at Stress Factory in New Brunswick, in New Jersey. Grab tickets for that. That lineup is crazy. Joe List, Paul Verzi, Voss. I mean, the fucking lineup is bonkers. The full lineup will be out very, very soon. Then August 5th, I'll be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. Lots of other stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. That's the website. We can grab tickets for all of those things. And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. GasDigitalNetwork.com/live every Monday at 8 p.m. and every Friday at 8 p.m. for the Legion of Skanks show. But you don't got to subscribe to watch it live. But if you subscribe, you get access to everything. The instant on-demand library, everything all ad-free and uncensored, all in one place.
Word.
So this Victoria's Secret story, look, I grew up, dude, Victoria's Secret angels were just the epitome of hot chicks. Adriana Lima.
Yes.
Who was the other one? Alessandra Ambrosia.
It was a world before internet videos and shit like that. And there were just these catalogs that went to everyone's house that had half naked, gorgeous chicks in them.
I mean, and they were the hottest of the hottest. There were these Brazilian chicks. It was like, that's sort of the way the rumor about Heidi Brazilian
Klum,
chicks.
Heidi Klum's like big thing, right? That was her big star.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a bunch of them, pull up the old Angels, pull up Alessandra Ambrosia. It would hurt to look at her. It would hurt because I remember Alessandra. No, Adrian
was she Lima a Victoria Angel?
Yeah, she was. Alessandra Ambrosia.
Oh, I didn't know that. She's like a, she's an actress now, right?
Giselle. Yeah, all these bitches. But pull up an old picture of Alessandra Ambrosia, please.
Jasmine Tukes.
I'm not trying to read their bio, Bobby.
Nobody's really doing what I'm saying.
Sure.
It's sort of ridiculous. Pull up images. Just fucking click images. Holy shit. Pull her up when she's... Pull up the smallest one possible, Bobby. It's fucking crazy.
I gotta be honest.
No, you know, she doesn't hold up as much as... I don't like her as much. Adriana Lima was hotter.
She got fucking... What's good? That's her younger... I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, she looks alien-headed.
Fucking pinhead.
Well, never mind, she was gross.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
No, Adriana Lima was hot, though. You know, Giselle wasn't that hot. Heidi Klum was a thin lip bitch. These bitches were that hot.
Heidi Klum, She's been mom hot since she was 20.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's right, dude. There's like literally, I can name three chicks who are unknown porn chicks that are hotter than all of them.
Oh, yeah. I like a real pig.
Yeah.
These girls seem like they're too...
But look, they were still pretty hot. Let's get real. Compared to what... Well, sure. Here's what's going on is they're changing the Angels now because of the woke movement. Everything's got to be wokeified, right?
Now it's got to be like a black chick with freckles and a fucking...
But even more than that, dude. It's like a fucking... it'll be like a fat one and then like a one-armed one and then like one with a big head.
Where's the back fat one? I want to see it.
Can we see them? The new Angels that they're trying to push on us?
Are those... But they save money. They don't have to get the angel wings.
Yeah, let's see. These are the new Angels.
Yeah. I'd give the biz to every one
Asian
of them.
Asian one
Those are Angels. We're going to need some large wings.
No. Yeah. Dave, you're being superficial.
We have to put fucking dragon wings on the one on the end.
I give the gaboots to the whole thing. The whole group.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. First one, I'd smash. Can we get a better... Is there better pictures or what are these videos?
It's a video. Where are we going? From left to right? Oh. Mike Vecchione.
Okay.
You want to go from left to right? Because I can just do a sweeping absolutely across the board. Because
these aren't great images, so you can't really see them. So if we have other images or the video, or just if anything technology-wise can just work today, it would be really nice.
It is funny that they just went in such an opposite direction, and both of them are probably like way too far in that direction. Because the complaint used to always be like back in the day of the 90s that it was like bad for little girls because you'd kind of like have this image of perfection that they could never live up to. But now it's just like...
But now it's saying
it's
like
someone you don't want to see in their underwear.
Like, you could be a big fat model. And it's like, no, wasn't the thing like if that was your goal to be a model, like you had to like work for it to get in shape for it, you know?
Yeah.
Learn how to make yourself throw up.
Yeah. Work.
Grow up.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
you want to be 15 and work in this business where you're going to get abused and used by French people? Then have at it.
I mean, if you ever walk through Brooklyn, you just see woke culture at work. Like, all of the fucking women are so ugly now. It's like they're not even like trying anymore. They're all frumpied and fucking dirty looking. I hate Brooklyn. Makes me so angry when I see a hot chick. I'm like, you frumpy fucking bitch. You're hot. Be hot. Why are you dressing like you're fucking homeless? They all dress like Harrington.
Yeah.
But Harrington has been upgraded to a hot chick in Brooklyn. Pretty good for him.
Are there any other images?
That's why he's kicking in Brooklyn so long.
Are there any other images of those people or no?
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Snappy Bobby.
Sobby Bobby.
This Bobby is why you don't get invited to the B-ball day. Man, I really have to beat Lewis if we play basketball.
You got it, Jay.
I have to.
I will beat you. I will beat him probably by a few points.
It's the most important game of my life.
If I just keep beating Jay at basketball, it's the best.
It will eventually probably send me into a psychosis.
No, I know. It's not good. I already know this. Like I'm happy.
For the sake of the show, for the sake of friendship, you should just take a dive, Lewis.
Jay has enough success in his life that he can get over it. It'll be fine.
I don't know.
If this was Jay,
no, I'm sure you're right.
I don't know. You're right about that.
I would say that I would not do this because I'm like, I think it'll rock our friendship.
No. No.
But now I think you got enough going on. You got a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Got your hairs in order. Lost a little bit of weight. Got a nice place.
But you still can't beat Lewis in basketball. Even with
but
all
that. You still can't take me down. Come on, Bobby. Get these pigs up.
It's there's just so many different articles about this with.
So this is one of their new models.
She's perfect. She's perfect. Fucking assholes.
That's bony.
I personally have seen a big fat black one, a fucking bitch with fuck.
Transgender woman.
Oh, this is a transgendered woman?
Just watching it happen to Lewis. God
damn. You said she's perfect. That's perfect. A quote.
Like other women, but better.
I'm so happy I complained right away about her. I'll tell you what, yeah, she's too skinny. Her dick's too big. How big is it? Any size is too big.
Oh, shit. I think I already knew what this was because I think Schultz was tweeting about it or something like that. Someone was. But
what did he say?
Yeah, she's pretty hot, though, for a tranny.
Sure, facially.
Well, you know, her body, too, Jay. Her body's nice.
I don't think so.
You don't think that body's decent?
Better than half of the new models.
Yeah, dude.
They made it so that she's the hottest of their new models.
I'd kiss her right in her fucking mouth. Then I'd fucking touch her dick.
No, it's too...
I wouldn't jerk it, but I'd touch it for her.
No femininity to it.
Jay, she's more feminine than your current girlfriend.
Don't you dare say that.
Christine fucking wears combat boots. Shut up.
What does that to do with...
Hey, Jay bought her those combat boots.
But I make her wear those.
This is the goal. Now I get the whole thing. They're trying to get the trans over, so they got to bring these models in. It's all a work.
This is an actual woman, right?
Jay has to check.
Before I start complimenting it all?
Yeah,
you like these bitches.
Woman.
You like these bitches.
What do you mean actual women, Jay? They're all actual women.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No dick tucks. For sure on the left and, yeah, probably on the right, too. Sure.
We'd fuck all of these women, yes.
Yeah.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying that they're not angels.
No, they are not angels. No, for sure.
They're fallen and can't get back up angels.
Their outfit should be two angels holding them by the arms up. Since their two wings aren't going to support it. That's a long flat belly button.
Yeah, she looks like me with my shirt off. How does this fucking beautiful black chick feel? She's like, I'm just black.
Which one on the right?
Both of them.
So she goes, I'm just a black chick. You go, yeah, we're going all weird now.
You want to be a part of our thing? Yeah, but you guys have very ethnic hair this time. Get their hair ethnic. I mean, really, just twist it up like a sumbitch.
They really have
part of it, because I really don't care. Like, who the fuck cares what they're doing?
No, obviously.
But there is part of it that is just the being older nostalgia for nostalgia's sake that you're like, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the way it was when I was younger.
Pull up the short-haired purple head one. The one she was just up. That's one of them, too. It gets wild.
A purple head? Is that a new term?
Purple. She's a purple head. I just saw the picture, so there's no way it could be that long to pull it up because I just looked at it with my fucking eyes. Purple.
No, that's a soccer player.
No, she's an angel now.
No way.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Swear no. No.
Buddy Bolton.
No, you don't mean that. I honest to God. I thought it looked
from
like Chris.
Late 90s comedy. Buddy Bolton. This is where he went.
No, she looks like Chris Gethard.
She did look like Chris Gethard.
As she prepared their new brand rollout.
I loved her in the Action Park documentary.
It's a good doc.
It was awesome. I loved it. And Gethard ruled it too. He was funny. He was like the comic relief in it.
Yeah. It was. So she's an angel now?
Yeah.
Is there a picture of her as an angel?
I don't know. It's weird, yeah.
Well, then what's the thing? So these girls, are they just trying to change the industry completely? So it's like...
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Beauty.
Ford modeling agency and all those things you've like heard of when you were younger or just like a thing of the past. Now it's just like, yeah, you don't have to like work out or be in shape. No. You're just like, we'll make you a model.
We need a model. Just bring me your aunt.
Yeah.
She's our model.
Have you walked through a mall?
Her name's
Doris. Seen like fat, like mannequins now? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to make the movie Mannequin now with like a fat mannequin and they just put her on a diet.
I like when they get the thing. I like when you go to like the.
That's the trans
stores, they're going to sell like the Puerto Rican jeans have like fat ass mannequins.
Valentina,
I love that.
Sampao. Hell yeah, dude. She's pretty hot for a tranny, guys. I mean, we can't sit here and pretend she's not.
Is she trans?
It's a good picture.
Same one we just looked at you.
I'd kiss her right on the mouth.
You would.
In a heartbeat.
I know. She's definitely cute for a
tranny. And then, by the way, even when she goes, I'm actually a guy. I go, shut up.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
Goes, oh, that's so crazy. I couldn't hear what you were just saying.
My face is so pretty.
Oh, your cock is so feminine.
God. Oh, my God. I'm gargling on this big, fat clit.
Holy shit. Your clit is huge and thick and veiny.
Yeah, that picture would sell it easy.
Oh, dude, wow, you have two other clits below this huge clit.
Oh, my God.
Your shiny clits.
Oh, want me to suck on your clit bag?
Shit. All right, let's fucking wrap this one.
It's been a fun one, always. I love doing just the three of us.
Yeah, it's fun. These are the throwback episodes.
I look forward to watching the basketball game.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm rooting
chat.
For both of you.
Shut up, Dave. We love you guys, and we're gonna be on the do another Skanks before basketball. So
yeah,
we can talk that shit up there.
Hell yeah!
All right, bye everybody. We'll catch you next time Monday live on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.